Welcome back to the Mindful Presenter Truth Series. Here's Truth 6. Most business presentations are far too long. You know it's true. If you've ever attended or been on the receiving end of a business presentation where you've had to keep subtly looking at your watch, thinking to yourself, where is this going? The person keeps saying the same thing over and over and over again. Much of this doesn't actually feel to be relevant to me or what I'm doing or my department or my objectives. And I'm going to forget most of this because I don't really need to know it. Have you ever had that feeling? Most business presentations are far too long. They can be done in a fraction of the time. In fact, the Mindful Presenter, one of the things I love most is one-to-one coaching. I coach a lot of people, including senior executives. And I say to them, and I don't just say this, I demonstrate it, that I believe I can help anyone do the same presentation that they're doing today with far greater impact in at least half the time. You know why? We strip out the noise. We live in a world where I haven't met anybody that isn't too busy being busy. Everybody's so busy. We've got customers and deadlines and targets and projects and emails and families. And people therefore are, to a degree when it comes to business presenting, certainly a little bit less tolerant and certainly far more discerning. When we're presenting, we have to not only get their attention, we have to get their attention and keep it, but also we have to get their interest and their curiosity. A lot of business presenters, I think they're like comedians. What I mean by that is they tell this long story, they give tons of data and information and knowledge, and then they save the punchline, the gold, I call it, right for the very end. That works for comedians. That's how they're made or broken in terms of success. But it doesn't work in business presenting. We have to bring the gold right up to the front. One way of looking at this, I have a very simple but powerful solution to this. Imagine you've crafted your business presentation. You then look at that. You look at it with a laser-like clarity, with a sort of mercenary-like clarity, and you ask yourself, everything you say, everything you show, everything you do, ask yourself this, if your audience were to stop you at any moment during that presentation, and they said to you, Morris, I understand what you're saying there, but what I don't understand is, why are you telling me? Why are you telling me that? Why are you showing me that? What's that really got to do with me? So what? Imagine if they asked you, so what? People don't do it, but they think it. You'll be thinking it now. I think it all the time. So imagine this. You're crafting your business presentation. Everything you say, everything you show, everything you do, whether it's a slide, a story, a fact, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You preface that by saying, what's the so what? If somebody stopped me and said, so what? Why are you telling me that? What has it really got to do with me? You should have a really, really good, clear, compelling answer. Now keep in mind, human beings are complex. You could have the most powerful and compelling and rich answer on the planet. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to like, accept your answer or even agree with you. But what it means is you can be accountable to yourself and them to say, I've thought about this from your perspective. Everything I'm sharing with you is for you. It's personal and relevant to you in some way, shape, or form. That's about all you can do. But it changes the nature, it changes the whole dynamic and ethos of the way you're approaching your presentation. When I'm coaching senior executives, I say to them, often people come along with 10, 15, 20, 30 minute presentations, and I take their slides away and I take their notes away, and I ask them if at the core they know their message and their content. And when they do, I ask them to present what they were intending to present to me in 90 seconds. Most people look at me and say, that's impossible. I could never do that. It's not about 90 seconds. When we can channel the mind with absolute focus and awareness and presence and laser-like clarity to say, what is this truly all about? If we can then do it in 90 seconds, we can then cut out a lot of the surrounding noise. We can filter it. It's not about 90 seconds. Nobody presents in 90 seconds unless you're doing something like the elevator pitch. But if we can get that clarity, it changes everything. Most business presentations are far too long. Ask yourself, so what, so what, so what? Cut out the noise. Thank you.